the Public News Service Show newscast, November the 7th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. A federal judge ordered the Trump administration Thursday to fund food stamps in full after admonishing the government for delaying aid under the nation's largest anti-hunger program during the shutdown. That from the New York Times. They report the Trump Justice Department almost immediately told the court that it would appeal the ruling. The move renewed fears that the poorest Americans would not receive their full benefits to purchase groceries this month, leaving many at risk of imminent and severe financial hardship. The order by the judge marked his second legal rebuke of the administration. Meantime, New Mexico's largest city is expanding a program aimed at reducing violence by promoting peace, safety, and community engagement.
Albuquerque is consistently ranked among U.S. cities with the highest crime rate. To reverse the trend, the city has hosted Summer of Nonviolence campaigns the past 2 years, featuring 20 events that attracted nearly 15,000 attendees, including youth, adults, and families. City of Albuquerque Community Outreach Manager Jeffrey Bustamante says the program's success prompted a commitment to year-round activities.
We firmly believe that having fun, safe activities for our community is a violence prevention strategy. And we love offering our parents the ability to send their kids home tired and full.
I'm Roz Brown.
Other cities that have introduced nonviolence campaigns include Austin, Texas, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Wilmington, Delaware. And as violent encounters with federal immigration agents across Illinois continue to escalate, community organizers remain committed to ensuring everyone is armed with knowledge about their legal rights.
Federal officials report thousands have been arrested across the state since targeted immigrations and customs enforcement operations began in September. The use of force by ICE agents has been legally challenged, but reports of physical encounters with both U.S. citizens and undocumented people are ongoing. Ido Osagbovo with the Chicago Black Voter Project says she's hopeful collective lawful resistance will prevail.
It's common to assume that only folks of a certain demographic are impacted, but Chicago's always been an interconnected city. So we're talking about people who share space, whether that's living space or their kids go to school together.
She says her group has prioritized responding to community needs by hosting Know Your Rights training and through mutual aid hubs that offer donated food, clothing, and other essentials. Corina Martinez with Cicero Family Services says the possibility of facing ICE is exacerbating legal issues in many communities, especially those that primarily speak Spanish. She says they're also offering Know Your Rights workshops, but in Spanish. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting. Support for this reporting was provided by the philanthropic foundation Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Public News Service. It turns out SNAP benefits aren't the only form of federal aid disrupted by the federal government shutdown. Heating assistance for eligible households is at a standstill, and a Minnesota coalition hopes the state steps in until the impact subsides.
The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program distributes federal dollars to states so they can sign up energy-burdened residents for utility bill relief and furnace repairs. Minnesota's program recently announced this winter's lump sum is delayed due to the budget impasse, but is still accepting applications. 18 Minnesota-based organizations, including CURE, want the state to adopt short-term fixes. CURE's Maggie Schubert says the timing is critical.
People are having issues paying for their energy costs generally, and that is being exacerbated by rising electricity prices and natural gas prices.
In a letter to Governor Tim Walz, the groups request a mandate that all Minnesota-serving utilities halt shutoffs until LIHEAP funding resumes. I'm Mike Moen.
Next up, the Affordable Care Act enrollment period has just begun. Montanans are learning just how much their premiums could go up in 2026.
Expanded ACA tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. Without them, some enrollees could see their premiums more than double. That includes therapist Anna Rolando, who has a private practice in Helena. She expects her payments will rise by at least 100% without the enhanced tax credits, and she says it's unsustainable.
I think there's a lot of people that are either going to have to make the choice to not have health insurance coverage or to close their businesses, and I just think it's really unfortunate.
More than 77,000 Montanans get their health insurance through Cover Montana, the state's ACA marketplace. I'm Laura Hatch reporting.
Finally, clean energy supporters sailed to electoral victories across the country this week, including Virginia, and some consumer advocates believe that bodes well for the Commonwealth.
Former Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger decisively defeated Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earl Sears on Tuesday in the state's race for governor. All but a few localities in Virginia reported large swings towards Democrats compared to the 2024 election. Democrats also won a commanding majority in the Virginia House of Delegates. David Kiva with EDF Action says efforts to scale back clean energy expansions by the Trump administration have ended up hurting consumers.
He's been working as hard as he possibly can to snuff out investments in clean energy just because he doesn't like windmills or solar panels. And that's hurting the American people and causing all of our bills to go up. And they said something about it really, really loudly on Tuesday night.
President Donald Trump has argued that increased use of fossil fuels and oil will create energy independence in the U.S. He has previously blasted solar and wind energies as scams. I'm Simone Perez.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.